Putin rallies the faithful. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The Russian president holding a huge flag-waving rally in Moscow, celebrating the 8th anniversary of the annexation of Crimea, which had been part of Ukraine.
Police say more than 200,000 people attended. Putin praised the Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, but made no mention of the heavier-than-expected casualties. He continued to insist Russia's actions in Ukraine are necessary.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in western Ukraine. Russian ground troops are still bogged down northwest of the capital of Kiev. As airstrikes continue, Ukraine's interior minister says it will take years to defuse the unexploded ordnances after the Russian invasion. The White House says President Biden spoke frankly about the invasion with China's President Xi Jinping on Friday.
President Biden laid out implications and consequences for direct aid to Russia.
President Xi has to decide what he's going to do here.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki would not detail to reporters what consequences would look like, but
President, again, laid out very clearly and directly in the call what the implications and consequences would be if they provided material support.
President Biden, the White House says, also reiterated his opposition to any change of the status quo in Taiwan.
Fox's Jared Halperin, the dean of the House of Representatives, has died.
His office issued a statement late Friday saying Congressman Don Young passed away while traveling home to Alaska to be with the state and people he loved. His wife, Ann, was by his side.
Fox's Jill Nato reports no cause of death has been given yet. Representative Young was hospitalized for COVID-19 in 2020. He was first elected to Congress in 1973. Don Young was 88. Fire crews in West Texas are hoping calmer winds forecast Saturday will help them make progress against a massive complex of wildfires that have killed one person and burned at least 50 homes. America is listening.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
A former law enforcement official has been sentenced to a year in jail after the fatal shooting of a teenager.
An Arkansas jury now says a former sheriff's deputy, Michael Davis, is guilty of negligent homicide for the shooting of a 17-year-old boy inside a car. It happened in Cabot, outside Little Rock. Davis had said the teen wasn't complying with his lawful orders to show hands and that he reached for something. That's when Davis fired at him. The teen was found to have no firearms at all, only a bottle of antifreeze.
Fox's Eben Brown. Another black eye for a federal prison in New York City. A corrections officer was arrested yesterday for lying to investigators after a loaded gun was found in an inmate's cell. Before the gun was found in 2020, prosecutors say prison guard Greg McKenzie communicated with the inmate and the inmate's wife on a prepaid cell phone. McKenzie denied that when questioned by federal agents. The lockup is the same one where Jeffrey Epstein killed himself ahead of his sex trafficking trial. In Portland, Oregon, an uptick in gun violence.
Portland Police Chief Chuck Lavelle said 20 people have died in the city so far this year, 19 from shootings. The city averages about 20 shootings a week, according to the chief, and investigators are struggling with the workload. But Chief Lavelle believes the Bureau will start to see some progress by hiring officers, including bringing back retired officers over the next several months. Mayor Ted Wheeler's message is the changes they have already made shows the department is ahead of the curve.
Leading the way and showing police agencies across America what an innovative, evolving police bureau can be.
Wheeler says other work being done to prevent gun violence in Portland includes reaching out to young people and outreach for victims of gun violence.
That's Fox's CJ Papa. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.